think there's two factors driving the skew to younger people. One is actually simply housing. So the fact that often they're in shared houses, that so they're sharing space, they're competing for bandwidth. So there's that aspect. But to your point, I think that ability to develop social networks at work, I'm not talking about digital social networks. I'm talking about that ability to actually, you know, find out who does what and what the relationships are. That's easier to do in physical space. Again, it's harder work in digital, but it's down to some what around the digital skill of networking and how we use those platforms and how we form those relationships. It's very possible to form relationships fully digitally. I mean, internet dating is a good example of that. So eventually people do meet face to face, but you can form relationships remotely. Again, I think it's a lot to do with the skill. My big thing though, I mean, I think firstly, one size does not fit all. And that's one of the dilemmas of the hybrid model, because it's quite a messy model. But I do think the whole conversation of how many days are in the office is the wrong conversation to have, because ultimately where and when you work probably should be defined by the work rather than necessarily the place or the time. So I use the analogy of a zodonk, which is my favorite hybrid. It's a very cute combination of zebra and donkey. It looks a bit like a donkey with zebra socks, to be perfectly honest. But I keep saying it doesn't wake up every morning and go, am I a zebra today or am I a donkey? Because it's a different breed. And this, we shouldn't be waking up every morning and going, well, am I an office worker today or am I a home worker? Because actually, our decisions should be based on who we're working with, where they are, when they are, because they might be around the world as well, my personal preferences, and where the work either I'm doing that day is probably best being done. But I think that does point towards a lot of organizations actually do need to think very carefully about what an office is for and design offices to actually support that. And to be honest, office designs, they were changing before the pandemic. I think we were starting to see the office become much more of a place where we socialize and connect and create community rather than how many desks can I get into this small space. So we certainly started to see that turn around way before the pandemic. I mean, I think the interesting thing that we're starting to do now is to say, well, can you understand from the data around your office, all sorts of, you've got the Internet of Things, we've got smart buildings. Can we start to use that data to understand who's in the office? What are they doing? And then rather than having this static concept of an office, can we start to make it a lot more agile? I love theatre. I mentioned very much at the beginning, I love drama and theatre. And I think somebody described it beautifully the other day as theatrically fluid. So, you know, if you're in a theater, it depends on what production is on as to what it looks like. And you can configure it in very different ways. And I think that's the same with offices, because offices will have ebbs and flows during the year, depending on, you know, what your business cycle is, what people are doing. So why not make it a lot more agile? But I think in the sort of digital workplace, we need to think about building this almost a digital fabric that sits alongside the physical fabric of a number of technologies that can help us to figure out, well, what is going in the office and can we predict even subtle things like how much catering do we need to get in on any one day? Because again, on a Friday, we probably don't need as much catering as we do on a Wednesday, because there's not that many people wanting caffeine on a Friday, whereas Wednesday probably oversubscribed. So there's lots of really subtle things we need to think about. I think digital can help, but obviously leadership points the way as well as to how leaders cope. And we know that there's somewhat of a disjoint between what leaders are thinking about offices and what employees are thinking about. So yeah, some interesting challenges as we go into an inevitable hybrid future.